This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner here on the Good Day program with questions and answers. People are asking about tree removal. So here we are only a couple of days after Christmas, and people want to get rid of their trees already. And I guess some people say, well, you wouldn't have to get rid of it environmentally friendly if you had one of those fake trees. I think I'd rather. I haven't had a tree in the house since the last time the kids were here for Christmas. And I remember, I've told the story on the air, Jay, any number of times, how I used to leave the tree up because when I wasn't here after Christmas, I'd go to California, just leave the tree here. And so in April, I'd take the tree down. There was something about it that I think psychologically it was the good feelings that we all get from Christmas, or I got anyway, and I thought the tree represented it, so I just left the tree up.
They're just so visually appealing. They're so pretty. Even if you take off all the ornaments and you just have the tree with the lights, it's so pretty.
Yeah. So anyway, the way to get rid of them, there are a number of different things you can do. Most communities these days offer you the opportunity. I remember setting up a bag underneath the tree that when you're all done, take the lights off, you just pick up the bag and it covers the tree, and you take the tree out and it doesn't leave little pine needles everywhere all over your house. Have you ever done that? And then you leave it out by the road.
We are fake tree people. But have you seen it? I would love to see it happen more relevantly here or prevalently here, but it's been happening in the UK where it's rental trees, where they're real trees and they come in this pot.
Oh, right. They're living.
You could put dibs on renting the same tree year after year, and then once the tree hits 12, it's planted somewhere to just grow for the rest of its life without going into people's homes. But you rent the tree and it stays alive, and it's great.
Yep, right. I think that's a good idea. I wanted to acknowledge something that came from one of the listeners to the program. I got a lot of nice cards and notes, and thank you for that. Somebody actually sent me a can of peanuts, one of our listeners in Virginia. they have this, it's the Hubbard family. They have these Virginia peanuts. They're called the Taste of Virginia. And they really are. There's something about them. There's a hardness to them, but there's a taste and a flavor to them that is unlike anything else. So I thought that was kind of cool. Thank you for that. Yeah. The Formula One, folks. Does my voice sound as bad to you as it does to me?
It's starting to. It's starting to get a little bit rough. Horrible, but does it hurt or is it dry?
No, it doesn't hurt at all. It just feels... Mm-hmm. I can feel it, and now I can hear it a little bit. The folks in Formula One have announced a new rule for Formula One drivers. There's an article that's been added to their code for racing events that prohibits them from, quote, making and displaying political, religious, and personal statements or any comments, notably in violation of the general principle of neutrality. Oh, that's a mouthful and a half, right? So there are a lot of Formula One drivers, Sebastian Vettel, Lewis Hamilton are among them, who have been using their platforms to advocate for lots of different social programs, and that's really what has brought this about, frankly, in the last couple of years. Like Hamilton wore a shirt that read, "Arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor." That's not something that's going to go over well with even that audience, frankly, right?
It's definitely one of those things that everybody should be able to say what they believe and how they feel. But at the same time, we are in a society of a guilty by association. And if somebody doesn't like something that one person said, the entire brand or the entire group or the entire company then takes the fall for it. And also, I can't remember who said this, but there was a conversation I was reading about online, and it was pointing out that a lot of public figures or notable people, celebrities alike, shouldn't be joining in on a lot of these conversations, especially when it comes to politics and for whom they're voting, because people, if they're a huge fan, they will blindly follow whatever that person is saying without making up their own mind, without doing their own research.
Yep, that's very true, and it's not doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I think that these organizations are run by whoever it is, the private groups that fund these things, and they ought to have the say of what it is you can do. If you want to race, then you race by their rules. You don't want to race by their rules, you don't race. That's it. I mean, I may approve or disapprove of what it is that they're saying, but that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking once again about, here's this guy, Hamilton, apparently is the only black driver. I don't know that much about Formula One or racing, frankly, but Lewis Hamilton, he's one of the ones that they got to for this interview. And he said, quote, "My dad and I would watch people like Tiger Woods, who kind of broke the mold, and we watched in admiration. The Williams sisters also did the same thing. If we could do that, something like that in auto racing, that'd be cool." And so that's why he's spoken out, he said. But I don't remember that. I don't remember Tiger Woods. Has he ever had a cause? Or the Williams sisters had a cause that they sort of wore on their shirts? Literally and figuratively? I don't remember.
Well, I know the Williams sisters, female empowerment and letting young women know that you can...
Yeah, but they didn't do that on the court.
I don't recall anything like that. Oh, that one of the sisters... Wasn't it one of the sisters was always getting in trouble for what she was wearing on the court?
I don't remember, maybe.
Her uniforms... Not uniforms, but her what she was playing in, and I think that was something, but I can't really recall. But nothing that sticks out in my mind.
Well, apparently, this guy Vettel started all of the controversy, and Hamilton added on to it by saying he supported Vettel. And so that's where this all has come around a full circle. I guess Vettel has been one of the most outspoken personalities in this whole event. He's been doing it for a while, and he's criticized. Is he retiring? And he said he was retiring because of the control from the Formula One groups. That's he probably can race just like a lot of these other people. If there's more than one league or more than one group, then he easily can go from one to the other. But always when you have these things, it always brings back up the whole business of what should you say? What can you say? I think the frustration comes from all of the politically correct, the woke stuff. Well, you're not supposed to talk. Why? You're just muzzling people in their thoughts, and all that does is lead to frustration, anger, and sometimes acting out in public. So damned if you do, and damned if you don't.
And we've seen that a lot with celebrities who have been condemned for speaking out on what they believe in, and then at the same time, when people try to stay neutral and don't speak out on anything, they're in trouble for that as well.
Mm-hmm. As I said, damned if you do, and damned if you don't. Here's a woman from New Hampshire named Laura McKilligan. What a great name. Who posted a video on TikTok over the weekend showcasing what she described as her rapping weekend. She booked a hotel room for two nights to get all of her wrapping done before Christmas morning.
Without any interruptions.
You're right.
Good for her.
So you see
sanity while you wrap those presents.
Well, is it really? I mean, this is kind of extreme, I would think. You can't go to the basement or the garage or something. But think about all of those gifts. So if you got a lot of them, you put them in the car, you bring them out if you go to the hotel in this circumstance.
The busier you are and the more time you need away from your child, the more your child needs you. It's like they know.
Yeah. It's this kind of cute.
The door. Mom. They know.
If you look at the video, you see her dragging all of the gifts through the hotel lobby. She's wearing a Santa baby sweatshirt, and she's probably, every once in a while I like going away and finding a good hotel and having a little bit of pampering. I did that this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
One of my favorite things is to get room service and eat it on the bed.
And yeah, there
why.
You go.
It's just one of those things. You could easily do that at home. Make your food, go to your room and eat it on your bed. But there's just something so wonderful that I feel so pampered when I do that at a hotel.
So this woman was having a little liquor and having a bag of tortilla chips while she was
that's why she got the hotel room. She didn't want to have to share her chips.
And that could be it. All right, so there's 230,000 likes to this thing and 3,000 comments about it. One of the users apparently did the same thing, wrote, I did this last year, and it was the smartest thing I ever did. And that's kind of, listen, if you got 3 or 4 year olds and there's 3 or 4 of them in the house, probably this is an interesting idea. It's not, you know, probably for everybody, or you can do it, as I said, to go to the garage, you go down to the basement, you get away from everybody. But
well, and I think sometimes too, it's where you hide the presents, because sometimes they find, like, one of the people who saw this video had commented that no matter how, like, she had to wrap presents and she was doing it for a week and still wasn't done, and no matter where she would hide them, her toddler still found 3 of the presents, and they were hidden in, like, different locations.
There's a video I should post of young Jasper, who has discovered the fan in the living room. And yesterday morning, Brendan sent me, because I left yesterday morning, he sent me a picture of Jasper, or it's actually the video of him finding the stream from the fan and putting his hands up like he was reaching for the sky. It was the cutest thing. And I did post a picture. You saw it, right? Of Jasper opening my present. He figured out how to do that. I think I posted that.
Oh, I didn't see that one. And yeah, that's on your Facebook. We have to do that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. So we're still enjoying thoughts, sounds, experiences from the Christmas weekend here on Good Day. It's 18 after the hour.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, rivière de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We'll be right back.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here we are, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, celebrity news in the focus, social media trending items, a couple of things here involving some of our best actresses, Drew Barrymore on one hand and Brooke Shields on the other. Drew says that she doesn't buy Christmas gifts for her daughters and explains why. Did you see this?
Yeah, it's kind of a cute idea.
It is.
I know her daughters are too young to truly appreciate this.
She's got two girls. Olive is 10 and Frankie is 8. And they don't unwrap any Christmas presents. She says she takes them on a trip every Christmas.
She wants to do more of the experiences than the presents because, as she says, she's not anti-presents. Her children get presents throughout the year all the time. They're always getting different gifts and things they want. And so to make it special and a little bit different, she does a Christmas trip rather than Christmas presents.
What a great idea.
Awesome. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because Megan and Matthew, my daughter Megan and her husband Matthew, take Miles. They've been doing this now for a couple of years. They're up in Eureka, California, where we have a lot of listeners, Humboldt County, where the redwood trees are. And the redwoods go down to the sea. And it is, you know, if you've never been among the redwoods, it's something that you should experience. And what a great idea, you know, under the circumstances. Drew Barrymore gives us an idea. And I think about what Megan and Matthew are doing. It's an educational trip. He's learning about the redwoods. He's learning about how things function together. That is, how can these big, huge trees live that close to the ocean? You know, that kind of stuff. And what comes.
Memories.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life. Where the gift, I don't have any gifts that I was given at 10 years old still, but I have memories of things from when I was 10.
Of course you do. So that's very good. Very smart. Good for her. She's and now, is there a father involved in all of this? Is her husband around? I forgot what her status is in terms of relationships.
You know what? Now that you're asking, I'm going to have to go check the Google bot, but I believe she has a husband.
Yeah. Okay. Not important to the story.
And not, who knows? Who cares?
Brooke Shields, another one of the great actresses growing up in a time. She was 14 years old while she was filming The Blue Lagoon. How many people remember that? A very controversial film then, and more so even today. She says that today you wouldn't be able to get a movie like this made. 14-year-old nude, yeah, right? She's 57. Wow!
It's hard to believe this movie was 40 years ago.
It is. She said animals were hurt in the movie. We were spearing fish and all kinds of crazy things like that. Children are running around the beach naked. Yeah, you wouldn't do that today. There's no way. She said she hadn't really kissed anybody by the time she was 14, but they wanted her to kiss this fellow. Who was her co-star? What's the guy's name that was the Christopher Atkins? Is he the one that was in there?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know whatever happened to him. I know certainly a lot about her, but I don't know much about him.
Oh, yeah. She had a great career. And there's so much CGI, so if they want to mimic something or create it in post-production, they can. But they didn't have this at the time, so they really had to go through and do a lot of this stuff.
Well, they can't do the animal stuff anymore, and that's good. There were a lot of animals during filming, especially during the era, the 40s, the 30s and 40s. They would readily shoot horses and do stuff that, you know, would never be done today and ought not to have been done then. They shot animals and to make it look real because it was real. And so that kind of thing, right, you don't do that sort of thing anymore. But I thought it was interesting that she was going back in time, and those of us who loved seeing her at any stage of her career, I think she's done very well with herself. Good for her. Brooke Shields now at 28 After in the Focus. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question: did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. The historic frigid winter storm that has hit the eastern USA pretty hard should lighten up Monday. More than 11,000 flights were canceled over the long weekend. New York Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul gave an update on her state overnight.
It is devastating. It is going to a war zone, and the vehicles along the sides of the roads are shocking. It's not just small vehicles. It is literally snowplows. It is major-sized recovery vehicles and utility vehicles and tow trucks. So we have a real challenge right now where we have roads blocked. Roads are literally blocked by emergency vehicles, so that has made it extremely challenging for us.
71 Chinese Air Force aircraft, including fighter jets and drones, entered Taiwan's airspace in the past 24 hours. Taiwan's government said on Monday it is the largest reported incursion to date. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Day for you. Another fine day you've gotten us into, Doug. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner starting this half hour with the story about the Christmas trees made of Legos. And this is a lot of seniors looking for something to do with their time. So this Lego-loving group created a bit of cheer by making an entire wall, a fireplace, and a tree from Legos in their living room. For the last 28 years, Mike Addis and his wife Catherine have built Lego sculptures at Christmas time. Do you see pictures of these, Jay?
It's really cool. You have the whole brick wall and the tree and everything. When you first look at it, it just looks like a typical setup, maybe a little bit more vibrantly colored, like there's a filter. But no, those are straight up Legos.
So this is, they in the previous years, they've built the London Bridge, 21-foot London Bridge made out of Legos. They are really very creative, and this is a testimony to what you can do if you have a very open mind. They made Lego mince pies, a Lego candle that lights up, actually.
Like a mantelpiece for this year's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's imagination.
Amazing.
Yeah, and this is sort of, it's not a lost art. But people don't, they're not, we're too complacent. We aren't as creative as we ought to be. And so this is giving people, they use 400,000 pieces for these structures. They were making a brick wall, I think maybe because England's been so cold this year. This is one of those things. This couple is from England that they, you know, trying to create. Can you, you know what imagination does? It can change the real feel of a circumstance. If you see something like there, I remember one of the ladies that I spent time with at Christmas a number of years ago used to think that having her television on with a video of a fireplace was something that would make you feel warm. And actually, you look at it, and it did. It sort of, you're like, oh, yeah, I feel much warmer. And it's just the power of suggestion, much as anything else. So hats off to people who are creative. And
remembering to play. Yeah. It's important to just play and have fun. And what's cool with these people, they have a takedown party every January. So any of their friends who have really high-stress jobs or anything like that, they have wine, they have food, and they all get together and they dismantle this thing.
Yeah, right. Take it apart piece by piece. As much traveling as you are doing and I have done over the past week or 10 days, somebody said to me yesterday, how many times did you change your watch? I actually never did. I was over 10 different time zones in a two-day period, and I never changed my watch once because I kind of knew when I was looking. I knew where I started, and I knew what time it was there, so I just did the addition. But as I was going through the different sorts of things, you know, Tel Aviv has a reputation. The Israelis are very security conscious. And one of the things that when you go through the Ben-Gurion airport, they are very touchy about some things, mostly food items and things that, you know, I had some Uri Geller spoons and they wanted to know what they were. And as soon as I told them, they all laughed and they, you know, that was the end of the conversation. But it was, you know, I looked at some people who had the old traditional film and the cameras that go with the film. They have, because these cameras have made a huge comeback, they are opening them up. And I noticed the TSA doing this as well, first time in a long time. People carrying cameras in their bags, and because they have been used as sort of, there's a terrorist connection to using cameras, they open the camera and they rip out the film.
Oh, no. So
yes.
All those pictures.
Yes.
For Pete's sake, just completely ruined and gone.
Yes. They're doing that again.
What if it was a disposable camera? What would they do with disposable cameras where you can't
throw the camera away? They throw the camera away. So is that overkill? Is that going beyond? I mean, thinking about some of the things.
What about mobile devices? Because you have cameras on the mobile devices.
Well, it's not the pictures they're concerned about. It's whatever is in the mechanism that can be used to trip some sort of a device. Apparently, what's happened in the past.
That makes more sense.
So, right, exactly. So that slowed up the process in some circumstances. A lot of people don't think that solid foods are permitted in carry-ons. They are. I brought back some cashews and a couple of brownies that I bought at a Sprouts store because I like Sprouts.
As long as they're unopened.
Yeah. Right, that's it. Yeah, exactly. You can carry now, eating utensils are permitted again. They weren't for quite a long time. Medications, prescriptions are okay. Creams and lotions are okay. If you're trying to carry expensive jewelry, I just was looking, I had a TSA flyer, and I thought it was interesting to pass these on. If you have bought some expensive jewelry or somebody's given you some, you need to keep it on. You are not to leave it in your bags because it gets stolen in bags. And this is one of the problems the TSA has had over the years with theft, right? And it isn't so much the TSA, although they have had a problem with theft with employees of the TSA, but it's if you put your bags, if you check a bag, you better make sure there's a lock on it, because the people that are working those jobs are not to be trusted, especially at this time of year. So let's say you've gone to visit and you have some presents to bring back. If you're bringing the bag in your bag and you're carrying the bag on the plane, that's one thing. I never check a bag, never, for any number of reasons. not the least of which is 45 minutes standing around waiting for them to get them to the
but not only that, but people can take mistake your bag for theirs and they take it home.
Right.
And what if they open it and realize, oh, this isn't my bag, but they like what's in it. Or you have people who will just show up because there's no security to get to arrivals where baggage claim is. People can just show up and grab luggage and walk away.
Yeah, right.
Nobody would notice.
I remember the old days, or you may not remember, they used to check your tags when you were leaving big airports to see that you had the tag for that bag. They don't do that anymore.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
Yeah, they did. Well, maybe I'm showing my age, but that's one of the things they did. Here's the story of a person who sort of did a Clark Griswold, if you will. Remember the business in Christmas Vacation? There's a call that came in over the weekend from the 911 operator in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, where police were called to the home of Joni Keeney over a front yard scene recreating what was going on in Christmas Vacation with Randy Quaid and Chevy Chase and
the
stuff.
They didn't realize that, though. They thought there was an actual naked man in a bathrobe. I don't know, a flasher or something?
Yeah, flasher.
They called the police. That's how good this Christmas decoration was. It was just Cousin Eddie.
Yep. I find people just to be so amusing. Really, people are so doggone amusing. Well, let's see. Something else that came from my travels this past week. You know how I'm always talking about public broadcasting and how they ought not to get federal money because they make so much money with their begathons and they over. If you compare what goes on in public broadcasting, those of you who are broadcasters, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You know that I am right when it comes to the difference between what we do in commercial radio and what they get away with on public TV and public broadcasting, public radio, NPR. The number of people that it takes. Whenever you hear one of the shows like Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, or at the end they have producers and directors and and it's like it was a big television program. Well, apparently that's been a problem in Israel as well. They took after America, started their own public broadcasting network, and Netanyahu is now trying to keep the money. It's like Mitch McConnell here, some of the Republicans, who are doing something that I think is appropriate. That is, get the money, the public money, away from public broadcasting. First of all, public broadcasting is notorious, not only here, but elsewhere around the world, of being very political. And you'd think that the people who were involved in public broadcasting would be smart enough to realize that if you're getting paid, if public money, that is, I don't have a say, I pay X number of dollars in taxes, you pay X number of dollars in taxes, and you don't have a say as to where it goes. I'd like to be able to pick and choose where my money went. But that you can't have that, so we're contributing money, and I resent it, especially somebody from the inside who knows how this works. I resent the hell out of my money being used for public broadcasting. Well, apparently a bunch of Israelis feel the same way because the public broadcasting has become very liberal in Israel as well. And so they have taken the approach to... There are some who are defending public broadcasting. Netanyahu's a pretty, he's a lightning rod for controversies, no question about that. And it wasn't because of him that I thought about this. So what I thought about it is that there are abuses by public broadcasters in other countries, not only ours. I thought for a while we were unique. And then I saw this whole move over there. There are other countries, Hungary, for example, and Poland have their own public broadcasting entities, and they've pulled the governments there have pulled money, public taxpayer money, away from them, and they've survived just fine. So there's a lesson here from what Netanyahu is doing, and I know I'm probably whistling in the dark because there's so much. I remember when Hillary Clinton was running for something, and this came up. I think it was when she was a senator from New York. And the public, because it comes up all the time. And it's like cutting money from Amtrak or some of these other things that continually ought to be able to run on their own, and they don't. So when Hillary Clinton heard the story, she went on the defense. She said, okay, let's make sure we take care of this. And so she went on to a television program and was interviewed and was asked the question, and she almost started to cry. You mean they're going to take the money away from Barney? Oh, no! I just thought it was, yeah, this nuts. You know, it's too much. Okay, there's a new blood test that will accurately predict your risk of a heart attack. This is absolutely great. Yeah, this is good news. It is something that's been developed, has been in the cooker for a while. This is the new frontier, though, when you look at how it will be used. 850,000 people have heart attacks every year in America, and many of them during this week. The week of Christmas or the week after Christmas, there are lots and lots of people, hundreds of thousands of people have a heart attack, and several, 300,000 or 400,000 people have a stroke. So this blood test that's been rolled out in four American healthcare systems is about twice as good at predicting these medical emergencies when compared to what has been used for pretty much since World War II. And there, apparently, this is going to be out, this will be for public consumption by April, which I thought was pretty good.
This is so fantastic news.
Right. When you go to your doctor, make sure you tell him you want the blood test that really gets a better, clearer look at what your risk is for having a heart attack, something to hold on to. All right, we are at 48 after on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch give your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who has a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Auto claims not available in all states or situations.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tradition continues. It's the Money Pit. Lots of solutions to lots of problems at your home, and they have all kinds of ways of helping you out. They, when I say they, I'm talking about Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti, who are the co-hosts of this program that airs every weekend all around the country. Tommy is here with us every week at this time to go through things that are poignant. And I think we would be not doing a service for those listening, because they've been listening and wondering about the sweepstakes. Is there one more you go through to the end of the year with his last sweepstakes, right?
Yeah, the Omaha Steaks sweepstakes that we're doing, the Holiday Home Improvement sweepstakes. You can enter once a day through the 31st, and you could win gift cards to Omaha Steaks and an LG refrigerator, Energy Star refrigerator. So, yes, by all means, continue to enter once a day through the 31st.
Once a day, every day, you should have a chance to win the prize. Okay. All right. Let's talk
away.
About yes. The winter is upon us. We've got the first full week of winter under our belts, and there are a lot of things going on, not just the driving and the snow and the cold and stuff. What do you think is the most hazardous thing to be concerned about at this time of year with regard to the home?
Well, there's a lot going on with the house right now. I mean, I myself, for example, the other morning, we dropped to 6 degrees here, which is very unusual for my part of the country.
Yes,
and
it is.
And our kitchen sink was frozen.
The whole Whoa!
Was frozen. But, of course, I put PEX in there some time ago because I know PEX piping can handle being
What is
frozen.
PEX piping?
Cross-linked polyethylene piping plastic, the white tubular plastic pipes.
Okay, I don't know them, but I'll be
something else for it. So it's the best. It's so flexible. It can stretch and stretch and stretch, and it never breaks. For me, I just had to open my kitchen cabinets up and direct a little heat to that area. But if you are in a place where you do get frozen pipes, that's something to do, like, in the evening when you go to bed. Open up those cabinets, let a little of the house heat get in there, and warm them up, and that will, in many cases, stop the pipes from freezing, or in my case, it thawed them out rather quickly by doing that. What you don't want to do is you want to be careful when you use heating tapes on pipes that freeze. When you do that, nothing else can be on the pipe. Sometimes I've seen, Doug, in my years as a home inspector, where people will use heat tape to try to thaw out a frozen pipe, and they'll have insulation on it, and that's very dangerous. Mm-hmm. Wrapping it in insulation is not smart. So I think frozen pipes is an issue. Of course, all the hazardous conditions like icy sidewalks, a lot of mistakes people make by putting rock salt down, and that destroys the concrete. Instead, you want to use calcium chloride, which is much safer for the surface, and you won't find yourself calling the Money Pit to ask how to fix all the potholes in your sidewalks in the spring because you use the wrong kind of salt. Now, we had a lot of wind out there with the recent storm, so down trees, of course,
yeah.
A very big concern right now. So for that, you know, don't wait is the advice. If you've got some weak branches and that sort of thing, you want to get on top of that early and often. And, of course,
yeah,
Doug, I know you experienced was roof collapses from snow.
Yeah, yeah.
You get a lot of snow on your roof. It's not blown off. You got to actually remove it. You got to physically remove it.
I was thinking about an experience here, the whole business of snow and ice. I hurt myself badly last year on the front steps here when there was there. You think the snow is there, but what's underneath it is frozen ice. And if you don't put something on it to melt it, you could really get hurt. You can hurt yourself badly if you're not aware of things like that. You know what I thought I would share with you something I did on the farm. For a number of years, I moved the cows off the farm and brought them to another farm, but I decided to keep them home this winter. So we got about 45 cows at the farm, and we always have had a problem with freezing pipes.
Right.
So I saw these, I bought at an auction actually, a 10-foot piece of hose that was electrified, wrapped in electric. So I bought a couple of hundred feet of it. It was very expensive, like $700. But now we can water from the heated room in the barn all the way down the barn to where the drinking tub is and keep it from freezing. As I said, it's expensive, but it's something if you have animals and you want to make sure they're okay, it's an idea. It's an out. Have you ever seen any of those work?
No, I've actually never seen a heated pipe like that.
Yeah, it's not a pipe, it's a hose, a regular garden hose that's electrified to keep it warm, keep it from freezing.
So Rheem has a, this is not for your purpose, but Rheem has a new appliance called Hot Wave that came out. There's a water heater built into a hose.
Ooh.
You attach it to the garden hose, and you can have warm water to like wash your car, wash your pets. That's
cool. All right, there's the word from Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.